We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baby, we used to listen to this song on the bus every day to seventh grade. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Well, if you were involved, it's not weird because your mind is always in the gutter.
Here's where my mind is.
The bus
right
or
now.
At that.
My mind right now is on our interview with Virginia State Senator Chap Peterson.
Yeah.
Want to sincerely thank Chap and his PR team for setting that up. I think there was a lot of great information in there. A reset for anybody that missed it, and I seriously recommend getting on the Odyssey app, hitting rewind, listening to the full thing. Yeah. I believe we're going to play the full thing again a little later in the afternoon. Chap Peterson earlier this year was a supporter of state money to build a new Commander Stadium in Virginia. In the last week or so, he's decided he can no longer support it and will not be supporting it when this bill, if or does become final.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the timeline in this process, it's the nitty-gritty.
It needs to be done by Wednesday.
It needs to be done by next week.
Did he give us time?
I don't think so. He compared it to getting a stadium deal done in Virginia is at the two-minute warning in a football game. And we asked, okay, well, if it's a two-minute warning, who's winning, who's losing, and where are they on the field? And he said, the crowd that wants a new stadium's on the 40-yard line, and they got all their receivers on the field. Which implies that we're getting close to Hail Mary season. Now, listen, good quarterbacks can go down the field in 2 minutes. No problem.
We should ask him, who's the quarterback?
Right. We don't know the timeouts. Yeah. We don't know how close, if they can get out of bounds in time.
Is it A-Rod, Tom Brady, or somebody else quarterback?
Mm. Jake Fromm. Right.
Oh, Lord.
I wanted to ask a lot of fans, I've seen a lot of this pushback on social media, and frankly, it's understandable that Peterson changed his vote largely just because he's mad about the team name.
I don't think he's mad about the team name. I think it's a lot of stuff that he's mad about. But what he's trying to say is, and these are my words, not his. I think what he was trying to say is, when you think of the team, the Redskins at the time, and the love and the loyalty that they had with the fan base, he's saying that the Commanders in this sense right now does not have that. And I don't think many people will have to argue with that at this point. Because as I said, before they became the football team, people had stopped coming to the stadium. When they became the football team, people stopped going to the stadium. And last year, people weren't going to the stadium. I don't think people are going to just run to the stadium now because it's a new name.
Right.
People, it's that... the feeling that you get. And I think I've said this so many times when I'm asked questions that you gotta make these fans and these people that are becoming partners feel like you're giving them something.
Totally.
Not like you always taking from them.
And B, I'll say this. This week alone, we've had a state senator from Virginia, Chap Peterson, join us, and we've had a state delegate from Maryland, Jazz Lewis, that joined us. And going one step further in your analogy, if you have to make people feel like you're giving them something, speaking to both of these state politicians that play a large role in allocation of capital for a new stadium,
mm-hmm.
I think you could argue neither of them felt like they were getting anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's part of the problem. Peterson's central premise, here's what I want to do. Mike Phillips is going to join us at noon. Phone lines are now open. I think a lot of people got a lot to say, at least judging by my Twitter, @JPFinley, NBCS. People are tweeting me like crazy. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Reaction now to the Chad Peterson interview. I think a couple things were most telling. He continued to talk about metrics, and there is no metric. And I know there are PR people that can spin things lots of ways, but there's no metric that can look at the Redskins football team Commanders over the last decade and say things are improving. Now, does that mean they can't improve? Absolutely not. Things could turn a corner. I believe this is a 10-win team this fall. I've said it 100 times. That'll help. I think the new helmets are dope. That'll help. But it doesn't change that TV ratings are dropping.
Yep.
Attendance is what it is. And you
way
can,
down.
Right. You can tell me that season ticket sales are up, but up from what? Like, there's ways to spin everything, but there is just an obvious reality when you look at the scenario. But that said, and I said this to Chap, to argue the viability of an NFL franchise is folly to me. These franchises make so much money just on television rights.
But you said it yourself. The franchise makes so much money for them. Are they making so much money for the community, the state?
Right. That TV money will not get redistributed to Woodbridge or Loudoun or wherever it goes. That TV money will stay with the Commanders. Here's his premise on the brand that is the Washington Commanders.
It's not that I don't like the new name. I mean, I don't care. The problem is the team has no brand. It has no identity. And you're asking the Commonwealth of Virginia to enter a long-term economic relationship with a team that effectively has no brand. And this is not a question of whether I like it or don't like it. Look, if the team was called the Washington Lions or what have you, and they're playing and they're getting 75,000 fans in the stadium every day, my opinion doesn't matter. I mean, if they're out selling merchandise, if they're out selling, you know, season ticket box seats and everything, who cares about my opinion?
Well, you know, his opinion matters because he gets to vote, but I understand what he's saying there.
I think what he's trying to say, if things were on the up and up, he would have to go along the lines of what his constituents would really want.
Totally.
And the thing of it is, like, you know, yes, and like you just said it earlier, people can spend things how they want to spend them. You go around a lot. I go around a lot. I have more conversations about this team and a name than I want to. As I tell everybody that I don't care who you are in the expert, I don't care what the name is. I care that we win. Because if we start winning, then everything else falls in line. But what he's saying isn't far from what you hear on a regular basis.
Totally. And there's one thing you hear on a regular basis is about ownership. And I thought it was only fair to ask a direct question about what Dan Snyder's impact is in his decision-making. So I asked the senator that question. If Dan Snyder no longer owned the Commanders, would you support a new stadium?
I'm going to keep my options open on that, JP. I don't want to say one way or the other, but that I think, again, this team needs a reboot. If that's what the reboot is, then I think we'd have to take a second look. I'm not committing one way or the other.
I sometimes I think silence is golden. Mm-hmm. And so one perhaps hole in the logic I believed is, let's just talk about Navy Yard, because he mentioned Navy Yard as what you want to build. And I think there are very legitimate traffic concerns with Woodbridge and very legitimate, are we sure this is going to work in Woodbridge, trying to build a mini city? Navy Yard was once not what it is now. It was a largely industrial with some interesting nightclubs and some interesting nightlife. Mm-hmm. But, you know, MLB and the DC, because the Learners didn't even own the team yet, the city and Major League Baseball had to make a push on something they believed would happen, right? And perhaps they had metrics that supported it or not. Like, on some level, there is that we believe this can happen.
But those two entities were looking for something in a common goal. The question I would ask, I should have asked him, are you sure the NFL is looking, like you're saying, MLB and DC, are they looking to push this thing the same way? Or the fact that they have all these different owners that are speaking out and saying different things, does that scare him?
Certainly. And I asked, I think we kind of asked, like, when he talks about the viability, do you actually think they could move? Do you actually think this is an organization that would create a liability for the state if you allocate this funding? And he said, I'm not sure. And I think that's a fair answer at this stage. If you're a state senator and your job is to act on behalf of your constituents and you are being put into a situation where you're committing a ton of cash to something, do I believe the project would work? Yes. I believe there are better locations, but I believe the project would work. I absolutely believe in the power of the NFL.
I think everybody that thinks it's about the name, just open your eyes and your ears. I think people that want to go into business with someone and make these, and the people that are the decision makers, they have been hindered in moving along in those lines based off of all of the constant reports that are coming out. If you're about to sign a deal right now with someone, let's say you're about to go into business with someone, and they had some stuff happening before, and coming up to 2 weeks or 3 weeks prior to when you're supposed to sign this deal, they have a report damn near daily, and all of them are negative. Do you continue on with that deal?
Gets a lot harder.
You see what I'm saying? And I think that is exactly what he's dealing with now. And I think a lot of people have to learn something. We love the football team. We love the team that was here. We love it all. But when you start thinking about long-term business things, you have to think beyond just loving a team. As I've said before, that I talk to some fans that go, I don't care. I just care that they have on Burgundy and Gold. Okay. Well, obviously, you can't complain about nothing if you don't care about nothing else but just the fact that the team is, that the guys have on Burgundy and Gold. This man can make this decision to go with it, and then things go wrong, and then he's held accountable. Or go against it. And that may, somebody may be mad later on, but if you look at everything that's transpired right now, who in their right mind can say 100% sure I guarantee this thing will work?
I don't believe anybody could. Phone lines are filling up. Me and B are reacting live here, so you got to let us react, but we're coming to the phones. Don't worry. Everybody call in 800-636-1067. Jeff Walker's stacking them up for us. We're coming. B, one kind of flaw I think in the logic was the metrics are bad. How can I support it if I don't believe in going forward? And my question was, well, expansion teams get state funding all the time, and you don't know what's going to happen, but you believe in the product.
But I think when you ask that question, if you just look at your analogy earlier about DC and Major League Baseball was trying to push something forward, they both were willing to put everything into it. Right now, can you truly say that the NFL is 100% about pushing everything?
Let's hear from Senator Peterson on the expansion team situation.
That would be the irony. The irony would be, would it be almost more palatable to do this with an expansive franchise than with the current franchise? And let's face it, the answer to that, maybe yes.
And I think you make that decision based off of the fact that this team has been owned for 20-plus years. Take where it was and where it's at. A expansion franchise, you don't have the track record. Like, sometimes we make the comments about players like, we know who this person is.
Right.
But we don't know who this person is. When we don't know who the other person is, we're willing to see and let them show us. We want to get up on the guy that already shown us who he is. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that analogy right there, I don't see where he's off base from what he just said. Can it change? Yes. But I'm sure he's looking right now saying, what the hell do we have to say, yes, it's going to get better?
And I think the Commanders would tell you you're crazy. Of course it's going to get better. We've invested this. We've overhauled our business practices, et cetera, et cetera. And that's all accurate. But there's nothing concrete. I mean, even with everything being overhauled, there's still been mistakes. There's still been pitfalls. The one thing, so I do think some of State Senator Chad Peterson's comments are because of a personal issue with ownership, or at least a personal issue with the way things have been run. But I think a lot of people feel that way. And I think
didn't we just hear a fellow owner voice those same opinions earlier this week?
And I give credit to Chad Peterson.
At least we know Chad Peterson said it.
Right.
We don't know who that owner was.
Right. We don't know who those owners were.
Yeah.
Plural. This dude's doing a Sam Cassell dance. He's putting his name on the line. Not everybody is. I thought this made a ton of sense from an economic development standpoint, okay? When Amazon was building HQ2, so Amazon's based in Seattle. All right, we need an East Coast base. And they did what big businesses do. They put it out to bid. And Virginia and Maryland and New York and Georgia and Massachusetts, all of these places knew, all right, you have the opportunity to bid on this Amazon business. And what these municipalities, jurisdictions did is they put together their best offers. Mm-hmm. Virginia ended up winning out. What Chad Peterson said, when Amazon said that they could create 2,000 jobs, I was confident in that. Because Amazon has brand appreciation. You can love or hate Amazon. You know it's not going anywhere.
I see a package every day.
I see multiple packages. My wife loves ordering Amazon more than she loves me. But when the Commanders try to do the same thing and they tell Maryland and Virginia, all right, let us know how sweet the pot is. Chad Peterson says, can I be confident in that? It's a reasonable question.
It's reasonable, and I think ultimately you have to look at one thing. When this thing first started, we heard $1 billion.
A billion.
That's
4 months
down,
ago.
That's going down
65%. Yeah.
So as we look at it now, that's a hell of an issue. Because when you start off saying a billion and you're down at 350, there are a lot of people who have begun to change their mind or not have confidence in. Listen, I think the ultimate thing comes down to this. I know that people, a lot of times you hear we made changes, we're doing this, we're doing that. Are we really? I think whenever we all try to change in anything that we do, we make the smallest adjustments we possibly can to say, oh, we made changes. But we normally know what the elephant in the room really is. And we have to change that sometimes. And I think until you get to a point where it's a drastic change, you're going to have to deal with some stuff.
Totally. Absolutely. All right. Phones are filled up. A lot of people want to talk. I'm going to start with Todd in Rockville. Todd, what's up, buddy? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, Brian. Hey, JP. Great interview, by the way. Fantastic interview.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm 68. I'm a native Washingtonian, born in D.C., moved to the burbs eventually, but lifelong D.C. sports fan across the board. It was the cement that kept all of my friends together. We're sports fans. We played. We watched. We went. We were all diehard D.C. sports fans. I've lost a lot of that over the last 20 years. I've lost a lot of interest. I still follow the Redskins, Commanders, whatever you want to call them. I think Snyder has ruined the team. Listening to what the last guest said and listening to what you're talking about, you take a team, you change, becoming the Washington Commanders, you move them to Loudoun County, with the owner who we have now, who is really an embarrassment and pathetic. And at least personally for me, I'm done. There's no allegiance for me as a lifelong hardcore DC sports fan. It's gone for me. I would just as soon, you know, I'll become an independent NFL fan. I'll just follow the NFL because football is fun to watch. But I will have zero allegiance to this particular franchise. In it has nothing to do with Washington anymore. Call them the Virginia Commanders. That would make more sense, actually, if you want to move into Loudoun County. For me, I wish this franchise and this particular owner, because it doesn't seem like the NFL is going to get rid of him, Move to Oklahoma City. They would love to have an NFL franchise. Move to a big city that doesn't have the NFL and give this city an expansion team. I'd be on board. Love to start all over. But this particular franchise, move them to Virginia. You know, I'm done. And if I'm done, it says a lot because, again, there's probably not been a more hardcore Washington sports fan over the years than me and actually Todd, all my buddies. It's,
thank you for the call, man. Appreciate you. Yep. I don't think he's alone in that feeling.
No.
It's interesting hearing that. Give us an expansion team because that's exact. Listen, for everybody that wants to be dismissive of Chap Peterson and saying he's a spurned fan that doesn't like the new name, listen to that call. And that call is exactly what the senator is hearing.
Those people have friends that have the same opinions.
Right.
It's not like it's one person with that opinion.
He's not alone in a box.
And one thing I've always said is this. We don't ever get the solution because people don't like to hear what they don't like to hear. You have to hear things that people truly believe. And whether you agree with them or not, listen, hear them out. And then just try to sit and think a little bit about what they just stated. Just like you want them to listen to your stuff and believe in what you believe in, you got to do the same thing. I listen to both sides of it. And I understand points from both sides. And I sit here, I know that there are things that are going bad. I know that there are things they're trying to do good. But I'm not going to sit up here and act like it's perfect when it's not. And I think a lot of the fans have to stop that as well because same fans that go on social media saying one thing, when they talk to you personally, they tell you something totally different than what they post.
Absolutely.
I know a lot of them.
MGM National Harbor listener lines are wide open. Well, they're actually pretty packed, but we're going to take all your calls. They're going to be open. We're going to get Jeff Walker on his phone, get him dialed in here. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We're reacting to the interview with Virginia State Senator Chap Peterson on withdrawing his support to a new Commander Stadium in the Commonwealth. Don't go anywhere.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. Lots to react to our interview with Virginia State Senator Chap Peterson. Chap has withdrawn his support for a new Commander Stadium in Virginia. Explain it to us. Some folks agree. Some folks don't. Let's start with Ray in Franconia. What's up, Ray?
Hey, Ray. How y'all doing?
We're good, buddy. How are you?
I'm great. I'm sitting in traffic in Fredericksburg.
Stunner,
right. We're all surprised. So my big thing is the senator really wanted, his big thing was a reboot, and I think the new commander's name is a reboot, and I think the same point is that if he wants a franchise team, or an expansion team in the area, I would almost consider this, besides the ownership and the, you know, the front office being the same thing, I would consider this to be an expansion team at the same time with a new rebrand and all this stuff. I don't know what you guys think about that, but
I think it's a rebrand.
I think it's a rebrand, not a reboot. I think you look at the last. How can you say something is a expansion team when you for 22 years it's been in ownership of the same people?
Right, and I think
that's far from the truth.
And I think some of it, the organization's in a tough spot, right? Because they love clinging to their history of winning Super Bowls, which were now 30 to 40 years ago. So they try to cling to that history, because that's the only time they won, but now it just feels so hollow that it almost undermines the rebrand. And like, if you really want to rebrand it, why you stick with burgundy and gold? Like, they had to change the name because they got significant financial pressure to do so, and it's sort of a half measure. I think they've done well with the half measure. I like the new helmets a lot. Like, I think they've made some good steps along the way, but you can't call this an expansion team when every time there's a team event, they roll out three Lombardis with 35 years of dust on them.
So now they shine them up a lot.
Right, but I'm saying an expansion team is a brand new team to everyone. Mm-hmm. It's just, this is not that at all.
Yeah.
Let's go to Lewis in Silver Spring. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Lou?
JP, you said silence is golden. The senator's silence was deafening. That's how loud that silence was. I mean, how grimy of a person do you have to be where politicians won't even mess with you? I mean, come on. Seriously. But, Dan has gotten fat over the past 25 years off of guys like you, Brian, and Coach Joe, and all of these Hall of Fame guys. And he's basically just sucked every drop of blood out of this franchise where nobody really wants to even touch it. You know, people talk about Seth Curry, everything he touches turned to gold. Everything Dan is touching has turned into coal or tar. I don't know, man. But, I think it just speaks volumes. And everything that the senator said to me hit, almost 100% home as a diehard fan. I was a little kid in Oxon Hill on my balcony with my neighbors screaming and banging pots and pans together when we won that Denver Super Bowl, and that's what it used to be. And he just, off of guys like you, Brian, and all y'all sweat and blood and toil, and the true fans, even though some of our faith and stuff is dwindling with the franchise, we always have that love for the guys like you, Brian, and the guys that came before you and after you, Doc, and all of those Hall of Fame guys. So just, I know it's not Friday, but if I could ask B. Mitch anything, I ask you to spread love to all some of those alumni from your listeners and diehards like me, please. Thank you.
Will do. Definitely, brother.
Thank you, Lewis. That was a great call. And here's the thing is, for everybody that wants to point out the holes in Senator Peterson's logic, there's thousands and probably hundreds of thousands of people.
I don't really know if there was a hole in his logic. I guess the hole is in what people think he was trying to say instead of listening to what he actually said.
Sure. I think I'm with you. And I got, this was a really good tweet. You can tweet me on this at JP Finley MBCS. This is from Ernest Treks the World. He said, What I heard was a legislator who has seen ownership not building goodwill makes deals only in its best interest, i.e. training camp in Richmond, seems to operate in abnormal, odd business ways, so he has concerns doing business with that organization. It's pretty accurate, right? If you're a legislator that has a tough time getting into this deal because of all the history with this organization, it's not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go to Sam Bowie on the line. I still can't believe Portland drafted him ahead of Michael Jordan. Sam Bowie, is that you?
Yes. No, fortunately not.
Not that Sam Bowie. Huh?
Wait, is this Sam in Bowie?
Sam and Bowie.
Yeah. Oh, okay, got it. What up, man?
Yeah. So I'll just try to be quick here. I'm a guy, like, I watch Shark Tank a lot. And to me, what the senator is basically saying, he's not saying you're not making money. He's saying, Dan Snyder, you're walking into the Shark Tank, and you're telling me that although tickets are trending down, and although attendance is trending down, and although all your recent Google reviews are trending down, and although all this stuff is happening, you're telling me that your evaluation on what your company is worth is going to grow, and you are going to grow with everything trending down. And then on top of it, you're telling me, but look, I changed the packaging. I changed the packaging. Sir, it's not your packaging. Your product is not what it was. People are not liking your product. There's other products out there that they're liking more. That's why the Capitals started taking over in the area. They just don't like your product. I'm sure you'll make money and you'll go and you'll be successful. But the Shark Tank, being here, the senator and the state of Virginia, are not believing the viability that it's going to grow and that you're going to make Woodbridge cool and that you're going to get these people back, because anybody who can walk into a room of strangers can make a new friend. But if you walk into a room of people that feel hurt, to try to get them back to even neutral is hard enough. So if Dan Snyder walked into the Shark Tank, they would just send him on his way and be like, we're just not believing your assessment on how you're just going to completely change things around despite the new helmets and all that. It's just changing the package. You need to worry about the product. That's all I got to say.
Wow. Thank you, Sam.
Good way of putting it.
Strong call, man. Strong call. So I want to – phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. I want to talk to Orlin Johnson, who I believe works for the Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation. Orlin, how you doing? Thank you for the time.
B. Mitch and Finley, how you guys doing, man?
We're good, man.
We're
how
great. We're great.
Glad you're not in radio with that voice like that, man. You put us out of business.
Come on, man. I've heard sexy on your station, man. Don't even try it, man.
I think
that's
you're
that deep voice,
long
man.
Lost cousin of Barry White. Orlin, let's let's talk. Why did you call in? Can you work in economic development in Prince George's County?
I do. I'm chair of the Board of Economic Development in Prince George's County. And so one of the things that we're always doing is looking as to what you can be doing, working with the county executive, our legislatures, to make sure that we're building product and putting things in place that make sense for the county. And to be honest, you know, what I think B. Mitch has hit it basically on the head by saying this is always going to be a question of business and leverage, and everybody's trying to determine what their value is. You know, the Washington football team, the Commanders, will believe that they have a certain value. But the one thing you can tell from what has happened is Maryland has decided what the value is. And this isn't our first rodeo. You know, and we've seen what 25 years in the area does, and we think it's great to have the team there. But, you know, at the end of the day, politicians are going to make calls, and we decided whether the team is there or not going to be there, there's going to be $400 million that's put in that area. Now, in my mind, I think, you know, we've made clear what we're willing to do, but no one wants to be leveraged. And at the end of the day, politicians do not want to be played. And to be honest, in a state like Virginia, the General Assembly is even more powerful than most other General Assemblies, because sometimes a governor can make a move and decide to take the hit. But in Virginia, you're only a governor for one term, so you're like a lame duck from the day you showed up. So the guys that are going to take the hit are going to be the guys like the senators you've had on, are going to be the guys who have to go and have the fans and the local community coming after them. But from our perspective, we've done already a lot in that area. We've got a brand new hospital. We got $1 billion down the hill. The hospital's about $700 million. You know, we've got other development that's taking place there. You know, they're basically about a mile away from a metro stop. If you move the stadium on that location, then, you know, you probably can be a half a mile away. But, you know, they own the land there. You got $400 million. What are you going to do, pay $100 million and maybe get $250 from Virginia? To me, the numbers don't bear out. So from my perspective, you know, we basically have seen this before. I've watched press conferences where they were building stadiums in other parts of Virginia, and then later on that year they were building it in Maryland. So, I mean, that's the reality of, you know, how these things play out. But from an economic development standpoint, we've been doing a lot in that area. We've moved our county headquarters in that area. We've moved new restaurants, new activities. But you can't do all of this with the idea that a stadium for a team is going to drive that for you, because for 25 years we've seen that's not how this works. Mm-hmm. You've got to help to build it, and the stadium's just got to be a part of what's going on, and we'd love for them to be there, but everybody's got to put a value on it.
We're talking with Orlin Johnson, who's a member of the University of Maryland Board of Regents, as well as sits on the Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation. Orlin, I did a quick Google search, and you are a very impressive listener of the B. Mitch and Finley program. I got to say that.
I've been a big fan for a long time, and, you know, love listening to the Junks, to you guys. You know, I mean, I've been a Redskin fan my whole life, and but, you know, I mean, people act like Jack Kent Cook was Mr. Friendly, you know. I mean, listen, when you bring home three trophies, nobody talks about what kind of dude you really are. Yep, you know, everyone sure, wants 100%. To kill Dan, but Dan's got no trophies. So, yeah, that's what happens.
Orlin Johnson was appointed by President Obama and confirmed by the United States Senate to be chairman of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. So I would argue he knows how to protect taxpayers. Let's ask this, whether it's Virginia or it's Maryland, does a new stadium make money and make sense for taxpayers?
Well, I think it depends on how you're structuring it. I mean, if you're looking at this like you want the stadium to come in and make a difference, I mean, all stadium owners will tell you, listen, yeah, it's not just eight games. We're going to work and do a lot of other things. And I think that's true that everyone would like to do that. But that's also very difficult to do if you don't have the rest of the infrastructure in place. I mean, the advantage that we have in Maryland is that we have invested in that infrastructure. I mean, most people don't know. There never used to be an exit 16 that actually could take you. We had to build an exit off of our own 95 to get there. And the ability to
you're
get
saying
there.
You saying in Baltimore?
No, right there.
No, I'm talking
in,
about
right there,
in
right the stadium. The exit 16
yeah, right
wasn't
by the
there
stadium,
originally.
Because remember, okay. 495 for us is 95 for the rest of the world.
Oh, right. Okay, gotcha.
So, you know, we had to build an exit on there. You know, we have to put a lot of infrastructure in place. And stadiums have to learn to play with other people. I mean, you guys have been there. There was a time where they had to figure out how to play with that church there because the church started selling parking that was underneath the team's parking and was, you know, causing some issues. Then they figured out how to get a relationship together. And a lot of the parking over there right now is working in conjunction with the big church that's there. So, I mean, you learn how to make this thing work. So the economic development piece of it can be helpful. A new stadium is always sexy and bring opportunities there. But if you got other stuff building up there, because my understanding is, and I'm assuming, that they're looking to see Super Bowls there. Well, if you got a Super Bowl sitting over there and you're 15 minutes from MGM, you're 15 minutes from other places where people can get to and get to quickly, but that's what the NFL is doing. I mean, we've seen Super Bowl, no disrespect to Jacksonville, but they're never going back there.
Nope. Horrible.
Right. Yeah. Orlin, we're up against it. Last one here. Do you believe, so the state of Maryland's been very clear that they have $400 million for everything but
the vertical
building of a stadium. Do you believe Prince George's County could supplement the actual building of a stadium?
Well, I don't think we would view ourselves as supplementing the building. I think the question is, can we have a conversation of what this partnership would look like? And if this partnership makes sense, then you can make the investment. I mean, we've got partnerships right down the hill where we've got a University of Maryland hospital that's there, where we've got a other facility that's going up with Kite Realty down there, and basically in partnership with our county. So this isn't going to be new to be able to have development partners working with the county to engage in activities. But everybody's got to have a win when this is all said and done. You know, if what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine is how the deal's got to get done, it's not going to get done.
True.
But we've made clear, we're plunking $400 million down, and the legislator said, and you get that whether they stay or not. So the bottom line is that we're going to be doing development there, and if the team would like to stay there, it'd be great to have conversations to do something that makes sense for everybody.
Orlin, thank you for being
good
a listener,
stuff,
and thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
No problem, guys, man. I love the show.
Thank you. That is Orlin Johnson, Prince George's County Economic Development. Quick break. Hit the phones when we come back. Mike Phillips joins us at noon. Plenty of news coming out of Richmond. Mike Phillips from Richmond will be on with us in just a minute. We're going to get a couple calls in here. Let's go to our guy Russ in Charlestown. Russ, what
Russ
up, man?
What's up, brother?
Hey, fellas. How y'all today? Hey, a great interview. I was wondering if we could take a copy of this interview to the NFL owners meeting and let them listen to it and see if they would think this was hurting their brand.
That's a good point.
I mean,
I can't imagine it's good for the brand. Thank you for the
That's
call,
what
Russ.
I'm saying.
Appreciate
right,
you, man. Greg is in Culpeper.
Culpeper.
Greg, what up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're good, buddy.
I just wanted to, I've lived in Virginia my whole life. I've been a Redskins fan since I can remember. And I wanted to touch on the idea of an expansion team versus the Commanders coming to Virginia. And I think I at least speak for my friends group when I say that the Commanders coming to Virginia wouldn't be nearly as exciting for Virginians as it would be for an expansion team for any major league team to come to Virginia, because we don't have one. I'm always going to be a Redskins fan. I'm always going to be a Commanders fan, but I just can't get behind the stadium in Woodbridge, especially since I just had to sit through Woodbridge traffic to get back to work in Stafford.
Where do you live?
I live in Culpeper. I work in Stafford. I grew up in Fairfax.
So, and you wouldn't want the stadium to be in Woodbridge, and you live, like, I mean, Culpeper and all, it's you don't have to deal with 95, and you wouldn't want it out there. I'm just wondering why.
I have to deal with 95 every day for work.
Oh, wow.
I work about 6 days a week.
I thought you could go the back way, though, to get the staff.
You're always convinced there's a back way.
There's back ways.
he's right. From Culpeper to Stafford, there's definitely back ways, but I work in home improvement.
Okay.
So I'm taking 95 to go north Monday through Saturday.
Oh, I got you then.
Thank you, Greg.
Cool.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, he's right. It's back ways now.
All right.
I've driven all the roads.
I believe you. You're always in the car. Here's what we're going to do. If you're on the phone, stay there. Everybody gets to talk today. Okay? Phone lines will remain open all day. We have Michael Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch joining us next. Lost in the interview with Chad Peterson, Phillips had new reporting this morning about a potential Loudoun County stadium site.
What a big lake.
Not Woodbridge, Loudoun. Are they trying to shop one county again? There's a lot going on here.
That Loudoun County site will be more than $100 million, I would think.
Yeah, you know why? Because a data center, they put three of them on there. Don't go anywhere. Talking to Mike Phillips next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.